Good morning. We're doing Pirkei Avot, 5th chapter, 18th Mishnah. Kolam zaket rabim. Kolam zaket rabim en chet ba al yado. En chet ba al yado. Explains Rabbeinu Yonah, kshadamo says chut gadol kazeh. When someone does such a big merit, he does something that is meritorious for the public. Midat adin noten leshalem sachar gadol kazeh. So then even the exacting justice in heaven, midat adin, wants to give him these wages. Shelo lavi chet al yado velo eru avera. He shouldn't come to transgression, even to thoughts that are inappropriate. Vezeo scharo sheschar mitzvah mitzvah. So the wages of a mitzvah, Chazal says, is the mitzvah. You do something that's meritorious for everyone. So then Hashem doesn't allow transgressions to come in a person's way. So that's one of the things we aspire to be mezakeh rabim, someone who does things that are going to be meritorious for everyone. And very often, you guys can be the catalyst. You can start things. We were learning here in Mahon Meir 13 years ago, and one of the students left for California, Yisrael Dov Libo, Hashem should bless him and his family. And he said, I want to keep learning. He was here for all of a month. He said, I want to keep learning. But the Mahon Meir website was in the process, and they wanted to build this big thing that we all know they ultimately did build. So he went and built his own website. He built the website for Rav Kaplan. He built the website for me. He said, just put up the shiurim. I want to learn in California. And I'm sure there are other students. And thanks to him, thousands and thousands of hours of Torah have been learned. We're probably in the hundreds of thousands. And mizakei taramim. Look at what he did. He sat, he worked for a week. He's a programmer. He built the website. Now, 13 years later, how many thousands of people has he impacted? Mizakei taramim. So we look for these opportunities. Where can we do something that's good for the klal, for the masses? And people who unfortunately cause the masses to transgress, and maspikin biyado lasot tshuva, so in heaven they don't allow him to make it to doing tshuva. Explains Rabbeinu Yonah, lefi sharshut netuna lekol adam, ישבון גדול כזה שאדם עושה מדעתו ורצונו שלא על ידי אונס כל עיקר הדין נותן לאונשו אונש גדול אם לא מן התשובה. When we start out, every person has free will and we have the ability to go in either direction. When a person goes down that path and he does something so serious of his own volition, so he wasn't forced to do it, but once he goes down that path, so then the punishment is so grave that in heaven they don't allow him to do tshuva. V'zeu onsho kedel todo min ha'olam. That's the punishment. It's part of Hashem saying, I'm not going to let this guy stick around. Sheschar avera avera. Part of the way Hashem pays for a person for doing their transgression is the transgression itself. Shneimar, sorry, I skipped the line. Moshe zecha v'zikat rabim. Moshe merited and brought merits to all of Am Yisrael. He taught until today. We call him Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe our teacher. Zechut Rabim talui bo. So the merits of the masses are all hanging on Moshe. Shneimar, the pasuk says, Tzidkat Hashem asah u'mishpatav Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu did Hashem's righteousness and justice with Am Yisrael. Yerovam ben Nevat. What a terrible thing. Yerovam ben Nevat is the opposite of Moshe. What a scary thing. Yerovam ben Nevat chatav echtit Rabim. He transgressed and caused the masses to transgress. He set up a golden calf for the masses. He misled all of Am Yisrael. Chet Rabim talui bo. The transgression of the masses is hanging on him. Shneimar, the verse says, Al chatot Yerovam shechatav asher chtit Yisrael. The transgressions of Yerovam, who transgressed and caused the people of Israel to transgress. So that's the two sides of... Obviously, we choose the first side, to be mezakeh et harabim. We're going on to Mishnah Yutit. Kol mi sheyesh bo shelosha devarim alalu. Whoever has the following three things, mitalmidav shel Avraham Avinu, is the disciples from the disciples of Avraham Avinu. Ushlosha devarim acherim, and three other traits, mitalmidav shel Bilam harasha. He's from the disciples of Bilam the wicked. So notice, Avram is not called Avram HaTzadik and Bilam HaRasha. Avram is called Avram Avinu versus Bilam HaRasha. And to my mind, whenever we reach Parshas Balak and we learn about Bilam, so I'm always paying attention to this Mishnah. Because I think the Mishnah taught us an attitude to Bilam. We look at Bilam as the antithesis of Avraham Avinu. Two opposing forces. Ayin tova v'ruach nemucha v'nefesh shevela. Someone who has ayin tova, a good eye. Explains Rabbeinu Yonah, zomidata nedivut. That's a person who wants to give. Avraham Avinu nediv levaya. Avraham Avinu was very generous. Shenemal, as the pasuk says, v'ikach ben bakar achvatov. He took a young calf that was soft and good. Wow. So Avraham Avinu was so giving. So you go to the marketplace and you see there are grapes. Wow. Haven't seen grapes this season yet, right? Grapes only show up in the market later on, the end of the summer. So you see good grapes in the marketplace. So you buy a cluster of grapes. And then guests come for the Friday night meal. So do you tell your kids the grapes are for tomorrow? Or do you take out the grapes because you have guests? Avraham Avinu was nediv lev. He wanted to give. So that's trait number one. Wanting to give means I want the other person to have. I want the other person to have. And if we do it, then eventually we'll learn to want it. And this goes for our kids. This goes for someone else. I want the other person to have. And that's one of the reasons why marriage makes us into different people. Because until marriage, a person has an autonomous existence. You can give, but at the end of the day, you go back home to your own room, to your own autonomy. When you're married, then suddenly you have to give on someone else's terms. You're falling asleep, and your wife wants to talk. Are you talking, or are you sleeping? You want to finish doing something, and your wife wants to talk to you. Now, stop what you're doing and talk. You have kids, and suddenly they have different needs. So we learn a different level of giving in a home. And from that level of giving, we can learn a different level of giving to humanity. When a student of philosophy came to talk to the Rebbe of Chabad about the ancient philosophers, he said to him, when they went against the family structure, they went against teaching people how to give. The family structure is what teaches us to be giving people. Within the home, as we learn to give to those who we should naturally give, but we have to learn to give them, then we learn how to be giving people to other people. Now notice, we would have said the opposite is true. Right? Many people find it very easy to volunteer. Let me go help the poor widow. Let me help someone else. You want me to stay home and help clean for Pesach? Now that's much harder. Right? When I help someone else, then I'm a tzaddik. When I help at home, then I'm a friar. At home, no, let someone else take out the garbage. Right? You know Rabbi Beryl Wein's line. He goes all around the world, he's a nobody. He comes home, he becomes a somebody. Can somebody take out the garbage? Can somebody clean up the dinner? Right? So he comes home, he becomes a somebody. The Rebbe of Chabad taught a very interesting concept here. Real giving, after you learn how to do it right at home, that's when you learn how to do it right outside the house. It's a starting point is real chesed at home. Ayin tova. So number one, explains Rabbeinu Yonah, ayin tova is generosity. Ruach nemucha v'nefesh shefela. Ruach nemucha, says Rabbeinu Yonah, k'mo shenemal, the pasuk says, v'anochi afar v'efer. Avraham Avinu, when he approaches the Ribbono Shel Olam, he says, I am dust and ash. V'lo mipnei ha'makom baruch hu bilvad, yaruchu nemucha afilu lifnei basar v'dam. Avraham was humble not only in front of Hashem, but also in front of other people, as the pasuk says, Ki al ken avortem al avdechem. He sees three strangers and he approaches them and he says, you've come by your servant, let me help you. He calls himself a servant. He's the wealthy baron, he's the philanthropist, he's the master of the house. Ah, he turns to them as their servant. And he never met them before. Three nomads in the desert, and he's offering them his services for free. He calls himself avdechem. Benefesh shefela, mishenafsho zakau varaven mitaveli dvar avera. Explains Rabbeinu Yonah, nefesh shefela means a soul that's pure, that does not spend its time desiring transgression, things that are prohibited. Shekena Avraham Avinu alav shalom shelo chafatz betanugim uvchol hanaat ha'olam klal. Avraham Avinu was not desiring the hedonistic, materialistic desires of this world. Velo shalat alav yetzera me'olam ki nafsho shefeila. Avraham Avinu was in control and his desires did not control him. That, says Rabbeinu Yonah, is nefesh shefeila. Kamo she'ne'emar, as the pasuk says, Vayera hadavar me'od be'enei Avraham al odot bino. He's married to Hagar. And then Hashem tells him, you're going to have to send Yishmael away. Whatever Sarah says, listen to her. And the pasuk says, this was very bad to Avram about his son. So Chazal say, what was so bad to Avram? His son managed. His son got married. His son was successful. What was so difficult to Avraham? So Chazal say, alodot bino, regarding his son, heira lo lefi sheyatzel tarbut ra. What hurt him was that he realized his son was going down a bad path. What hurt him was not that now his son would grow up far away from home. What hurt him was the path his son was going down when he realized he has to send him away from home. Valodot hagar lo heira lo. Now, it doesn't say he felt bad about sending away Hagar. Excuse me. You're married to a woman. The natural inclination is that you want her at your side. No, that's not what hurt him. Even though he had been intimate with her, his desire was irrelevant. He wasn't desiring her. So he had this young wife who bore him a kid, and it doesn't say he felt bad that he has to send his young wife away. So he's going to stay with Sarah, his old wife. And he had a young wife, Hagar. And now Hashem tells him, send away Hagar and the child. And what bothers him is, his child is not getting the education he wanted. His child is not going down the path he wanted. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, what about the wife? You see, his connection to his wife was not about the physical connection. That's the nefesh shefeila. The antithesis of this is Bilam, as we'll see in a second. Yes.
Question about since we're speaking about Abraham Avinu, and we know everybody who came from Abraham Avinu, like Ishmael and Yitzhak, these people and their descendants don't disappear. It's not possible. We see they became nations, and I'm wondering all the time what happened to his another sixth son. He gets the Keturah. What's his name? It cannot be that their descendants disappeared. They are from Abraham. It must be they also became nations.
They did, yeah. You find them in Judges. They became the nomadic tribes of the East.
Yes? Like Afghani and...
Same that way, yeah. Kedma Eretz Kedem. He sent them to the East, it says. East of Israel. We don't know how far east. Okay. That's a discussion, how far east they went. But they went eastward. And you also find that Midian, for example, was one of his sons, right? So you see, they became nomadic tribes of the east.
But they also became nations, right?
I don't know how big, but they grew, yeah. Now the antithesis of all this we see in Bilam. Talmido shel Bilam Arasham. When a person has the traits of Avram, he's considered Avram's disciple. Right? These are Talmidav shel Avraham Avinu. Ein ra'ah. But if a person has an evil eye, what does that mean? It's the antithesis of Ein Tova. If Ein Tova means a person wants to give, then Ein ra'ah is that a person wants to take. Whatever you give him, he wants more. He's walking around desiring what other people have. Veruach givoha. So that's the antithesis of Ruach nimucha. That he's, if Avraham Avinu was humble next to people, then Bilam was arrogant next to people. And nefesh rechava. If Avraham Avinu had nefesh shefila, where Avraham Avinu was not focused on the physical at all, so Bilam was the exact opposite. He was very focused on the physical. Talmidav shel Bilam HaRasha. So these three traits indicate a disciple of Bilam the wicked. Explains Rabbeinu Yonah, Kmo Shamar Bilam, Im Yiten Li Valak Melo Beto Kesef Ezav Shechamad Beshel Acherim. Bilam is invited by Balak to come curse Israel, and Bilam says, even if Balak gives me all the gold that he owns, and Chazal zoomed in on that and said, why did he say that? Must be he was thinking about all that gold. When someone tells you, I'm not cheating you, take a step back and recognize that they might be. When someone says, I'm not lying, take a step back and realize that they might be. Because they had no reason to say, I'm not. The fact that someone said, I'm not, automatically tells you that could be they are. I was invited to see an apartment someone was trying to rent out. And when I walked in, there was a bad smell. So they right away said, there's no mold. So I saw in the entrance where I just walked in, the light wasn't working. So the people who I'd gone with, they went into the apartment. I didn't go in. I turned on the flashlight of my cell phone and I put it on the ceiling. And right away I saw mold. So the real estate agent who had brought them said, that's not mold. Ah, maybe it is. So I didn't say anything. I just stood there. I'm looking at the mold on the ceiling. And the reason I was pretty confident there was mold was because, not only because it smelled like mold, but because they right away said there isn't mold. When someone tells you something is not, and you didn't ask, so right away they're telling you something, maybe there is. When Bilam says, if Balak would give me all the gold and silver he owns, I still can't go against what Hashem says, you realize what he's thinking. So we should pay attention to people's examples. Even when Bilam just uses it as an example to say, I can't go against what Hashem says, but the fact that he says, even if Bilam gave me everything he owned, that's an indication. If you pay attention, you'll see that this is a phenomenal tool. What Chazal zoomed in over here, it comes in very, very handy. V'nefesh rechava, shenatan eitza lebalak lachshil Yisrael bezima. He gave Balak advice to cause the Jewish people to transgress by bringing girls to the Jewish camp. That's because that's what he himself was busy doing. He was busy running after girls or sleeping with his donkey. So that's why his thought process was, this is how we bring them down. Veruach gevoha, sheken amar harasha, ki me'en Hashem netiti lehaloch imachem. You see how he answered this wicked person. He says, Hashem refused to let me go with you. He says to the servants of Balak, the king, who came to summon him. He says, I cannot go with you. Look at the difference. Avraham Avinu sees total strangers. He goes out to greet them and calls them. He tells them, your servant, let your servant serve you. Come have to eat. Bilam gets servants sent to him. And he feels like they're not honorable enough for him. So in his arrogance, he says, I can't go with you. I need bigger people to summon me. So Balak understands the hint. He sends more messengers, more honorable messengers. The Mishnah continues and says, Ma bein talmidav shel Avraham Avinu letalmidav shel Bilam HaRasha. Now the Mishnah is telling us something about ourselves. What's the difference between the students of Avraham Avinu and the students of Bilam the wicked? Talmidav shel Avraham Avinu ochalin ba'olam hazeh ochalin ba'olam haba. The students of Avraham Avinu, they enjoy this world, they benefit, they consume in this world, and they inherit the world to come. Shene'emar la'anchilo ahava yesh ve'otzeroteihem amalei. Hashem says, I will give those who love me an existence and fill their treasures, their treasuries. Explains Rabbeinu Yonah, Lefi shochez darko shel Avraham Avinu nikra ohev lamakom. He who goes in the path of Avraham Avinu is called someone who likes Hashem. as Avram Avinu was called. Kmo shenika Avram Avinu alav shenom shenemam. The pasuk says, Zer Avram Oavi, Avram who liked me. So wait a second, what does this have to do with the Ribbono Shel Olam? The Mishnah seemingly described attitudes that we have. Does a person want to be generous to other people? Does a person focus on their materialistic desires? Does a person take on a humble or arrogant approach? What does this have to do with the Ribbono Shel Olam? The Mishnah could have said, you take on these traits, people will like you. You take on these traits, you'll be popular. The Mishnah didn't say that. The Mishnah said, you take on these traits, you're considered someone who loves Hashem. So there's, I think, a key lesson being taught here. Bilam became wicked because these traits lead a person to denying Hashem's involvement in their life. A person is very self-centered in these traits. And we all start off life being self-centered. Our natural inclination is we want honor, we want pleasures, we want what other people have. These tendencies of Bilam are natural tendencies. The question is, do we take ourselves in check? Do we stop and say, is this the type of life I should be leading? Now that attitude that says, wait, how am I supposed to be behaving? How am I supposed to be thinking? That's the attitude that allows a person to recognize their Ribbono Shel Olam. Meaning it's the Mishnah took the issues that are ben adam l'chavero, how we treat our fellow man, but the Mishnah shows us that these issues affect whether you like Hashem or you don't like Hashem. Ohev Hashem, does a person like Hashem? And I think there's a lot in this underlying message the Mishnah is teaching us. Avraham Avinu has a lot of challenges in life. Life isn't fun for Avraham Avinu. To see everyone else having children, and he reaches the age of 70, no kids, the Ribbono Shel Olam hasn't spoken a word to him. How much longer does he think he's going to live? And he holds on to his own. He's fighting for monotheism, and he loses his cherished brother on the way. So he starts the fight for monotheism and he sees his brother burnt to death fighting his fight with him, his brother who was hesitant. And it's not like he can forget his brother because he's going to raise his brother's orphans. So he marries his brother's daughter Sarah and he raises Lot and he lives with the reality that his brother fighting for monotheism with him was burnt at the stake. And if Hashem made a miracle for Avram, Hashem did not make a miracle for his brother. So his brother Haran was burnt alive, and Avram saw it. So Avram has to go through life knowing I'm fighting for something that's not so simple. Why does Hashem do this? How do you go through life knowing that you don't have answers? Why does Avram walk out of the fire unscathed and Haran burns? So we always remember the side that Avram Avinu had it good. He walked out unscathed, right? Isn't it easy to be a ma'amin? To say, I know Hashem runs the world. I was thrown into a furnace and I walked out alive. Yeah, but he has to deal with the thing that happened next. His brother said, I'm with Avram. And he got burnt alive. Dead. So now, it's not so easy. So how does the Ribbono Shel Olam run the world? Avram, you have a formula? No. Avram Avinu also doesn't have the formula. We don't know. We don't know the system Hashem runs the world. But the ability to respect and connect and ultimately love Hashem is connected to this perspective. What's my focus in this world? If my focus is true values, so then I can connect to the Ribbono Shel Olam. If my focus is my own desires, be it arrogance, be it materialistic desires, so then it's very hard. There isn't too much room for the Ribbono Shel Olam in a person's life. They asked the Rebbe of Kutsk, where's the Ribbono Shel Olam? And the Rebbe of Kutsk answered, wherever you let him in. It's up to us. We'll finish the Mishnah. The Mishnah says,
Talmidav shel Bilam ha-rasha, but the students of Bilam the wicked, Yoroshin Geinom v'Yordim Nivech Shachat.
they inherit perdition, they go down to the grave. Shenemal, as the pasuk says, Vata Elokim Toridem Liver Shachat Anshei Damim Umirma Lo Yechtzuim Hem Ani Evtach Bach. Rabbi Amelch describes how people will go to the grave at a young age. Lefi Shebilam HaRasha Ya Ish Damim Umirma. Bilam the wicked was really a bloody person, a deceitful person. Shegaram Lapil Kama Revavot Miyisrael Ba'atzato. Bilam was successful in causing the demise of tens of thousands of Jews when he advised them b'maaseh b'al peor. He counseled Balak. He said, you want to seduce the Jews? Just send out beautiful girls, put them in the tents, have them lying there on the bed without clothing. Outside the tents, you'll have old women. They'll be selling wine. The young men will come to buy wine. The old woman will pour him a drink. She'll say, free sample. He'll drink the wine, and then she'll tell him, I got better wine inside. Go see. And then he walks into this dark tent, and by the time his eyes get used to the dark, he suddenly sees there's a young lady there holding a glass of wine for him, and when she offers it to him and he drinks, she says, now I'm yours. And after two cups of wine, he's somewhere else. And as the pasuk identifies, tens of thousands of men fell at that time. So that's the story of Baal Peor. And this was all Bilam's advice. Bilam said, you want to bring the Jews down? Their God hates promiscuity. Elokam shel elu sone zima. Their God hates this type of activity. Ah, how did he know that? He knew. The Ribbono Shel Olam wants us to be modest people. Bilam gave this deceitful advice to cause the Jews to fall. So Bilam's path is considered a deceitful path, and that's why David HaMelech describes that people who go down that path will have their life. They will shorten their own lives. That's what David HaMelech describes. These are bloody people when people are deceitful. So then David HaMelech describes they're like Bilam, who used his deceit to bring down the Jewish people. I think we have to connect this to the beginning of the Mishnah, that deceit is at its root in the arrogance and materialistic tendencies of Bilam. Because when that's the focus, so then other things become less important. The more we're focused on the physical, the less important other things become. The more a person's focused on their own honor, the less important other things are. People will do anything for their own honor. People will do anything for their materialistic desires. Once that becomes the focus, so then the more that's the focus, the more you're willing to harm others to get there. Bilam was so focused on it, he'd sleep every night with his donkey. So he goes that far, right? He can't have a wife. Wife is too annoying. You got to have the pleasures without the responsibility. So he's going to sleep with his donkey. So that's the description of Bilam. And the antithesis of that is the description of Avraham Avinu, the father of kindness.